Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep into a very specific advanced DNB move, stretching a jungle bass line using groove pull tricks in Ableton Live 12. And this is not just about making a bass line swing a little. We're talking about shaping the low end so it feels like it's breathing with the breakbeat, like it's being performed by an old sampler with a mind of its own, but still locked in enough to hit hard on a system. That tension between control and instability is exactly what gives jungle and darker drum and bass so much energy. What we're building here is a bass line that feels human, slightly dangerous and alive. The goal is to keep the sub stable, let the movement layer drift and smear, and use groove timing to make the phrase stretch across the bar line in a way that feels musical, not random. First, let's set up the bass properly. Create an instrument rack on a MIDI track and split it into two main layers. One chain is your sub, and the other is your movement layer. For the sub, use something clean like operator with a sine wave, or a very simple low-end patch and wave-eatable. Keep it mono, keep it focused, and don't overcomplicate it. This layer is the anchor. It has to stay solid. Then build your mid-bass layer. This can be a detuned wave-eatable patch, a slightly dirty Reese, or something with more body and harmonics. Add a bit of saturator if you want edge, and if the tone is too bright, low-pass it back into shape. The important thing is that this layer can move. This is the part of the bass that will really react to the groove. Think of it this way. The sub is the foundation, and the mid-bass is the personality. Now program a short two-bar jungle bass motif. Keep it sparse. That's important. Don't fill every space just because you can. Give the drums room to speak. Put the root note on the downbeat. Add a pickup or two on the offbeats, and leave gaps where the break can breathe. Use shorter notes on the movement layer, and slightly longer notes on the sub if needed. A lot of people make the mistake of overwriting the bass in DNB, but in this style, space is part of the groove. If the pattern is too busy, groove pool won't have much room to do anything interesting. You want a phrase that can be stretched, not a loop that already says everything. Next, grab a breakbeat clip or a classic jungle drum loop and use it to capture a groove. In Ableton Live 12, open the groove pool and drag the drum clip's groove in there. If you've got a break with good ghost notes and slightly late snares, that's perfect. You want subtle push and pull, not exaggerated swing. This is where the magic starts. Apply that groove to the bass clip, but don't go full strength right away. Start around 20 to 45%. You're listening for movement, not chaos. If the groove feels too loose, pull it back. If it feels too rigid, push it a little further. What we're really doing here is using groove as a sculpting tool, not as a preset, not as a crutch, but as a timing envelope. Some notes should stay authoritative and straight. Other notes should feel elastic, delayed, or slightly dragged behind the drums. And here's the key advanced idea. Don't groove everything equally. Let the root notes stay more stable. Let the pickups, the syncopated notes, and the offbeat stabs drift more. That contrast is what makes the stretched notes feel dramatic. If everything moves the same way, the effect disappears. Now go into the MIDI editor and start shaping note lengths. This matters just as much as the groove setting itself. Try stretching a few notes longer so they hang into the next beat. Shorten others so the break has more room. You want some notes to feel clipped and some to feel like they're melting into the bar line. That bar line movement is a huge part of the sound. In jungle, the most exciting phrase often happens across the bar, not neatly inside it. So if one note arrives late and its tail defines the next bar's feel, that's a good thing. That's groove doing its job. For the sub chain, stay conservative. You can apply a little groove, but don't let the sub get too floppy. The low end needs to stay club safe and phase stable. If the sub starts wandering too much, the whole tune loses its weight. A good starting point is keeping the sub around 10 to 20% groove, while the mid bass can sit much higher, maybe 35 to 60%. That split is one of the biggest secrets here. The mid layer can be wild. The sub has to stay disciplined. Now let's talk about how the bass interacts with the drums. This is where people either make the groove feel expensive or make it fall apart. Listen closely to the kick, snare, and ghost notes in the break. If a snare lands late, let the bass phrase lean into that delay. If the kick is driving hard, let certain bass notes hit just before or just after it to create tension. If there's a drum fill, leave space. Don't crowd it. Let the fill speak. Then bring the bass back in with a note that feels slightly off-grid in a good way. That's what makes the bass feel like it's negotiating with the drums instead of just following them. For the movement layer, you can get a little more expressive with the articulation. Use short staccato notes for tension, or stretch selected notes to around 70 to 90% of the step for that dragging, elastic feel. If you want to glide into the next pitch, use legato selectively, not everywhere. Keep it intentional. On the synth side, A slightly punchy envelope helps a lot. If you're using Operator or Waveedable, try a decay somewhere around 120 to 300 milliseconds for that elastic punch. If you want a little more tail, increase the release slightly, but don't let it blur into mush. You want the note shape to survive the groove manipulation. And because this lesson sits in the atmospheres area, we're not just thinking rhythmically. We're thinking in space. Add a subtle echo on the mid-bass chain if you want filtered repeats that leave vapor trails behind the notes. Keep feedback low, and filter the highs and lows so the delay doesn't clutter the sub. Reverb should be used carefully. Better yet, send only the mid-bass or filtered upper frequencies to a return track with a long, heavily filtered reverb. The idea is to make the bass feel like it's stretching through atmosphere, not washing out the mix. That distinction matters. We want presence and depth, not low-end fog. Once the groove is working, try resampling the bass. This is a very smart move. Record 8 to 16 bars of the performance onto an audio track, then listen back and find the best phrases. Sometimes the resampled audio locks to the break in a way that MIDI just can't quite capture. Audio also gives you new editing options. You can slice it, fade it, automate filter movement, or even rearrange the best moments into a new performance clip. A really strong workflow is to keep the MIDI version as your control version, then use the audio version as the more characterful variation. That way you've got both precision and personality. Now check the mix. Make sure the bass is solid in mono. Use utility if needed. Keep the sub centered and tidy below roughly 120 Hz. If the body layer starts crowding the low mids, clean it up around 200 to 500 Hz with EQ8. That area can get muddy fast, especially once you start stretching notes and adding movement. If the res tone gets too aggressive, tame it with filtering or a gentle high shelf cut. Also, compare how it sounds on headphones versus on speakers or a club-style system. Sometimes a stretched bass line feels huge in stereo but loses authority when summed down. That's why checking mono is non-negotiable. For arrangement, use the stretched bass line as a moment of development. You might keep the first part of the drop tighter, then gradually increase the groove and note length as the section goes on. That creates a sense of motion without changing the core riff. In a second drop, you can push the stretch further and make the phrase feel more unstable and atmospheric. In an intro or breakdown, pull things back and let only hints of the sub or filtered movement remain. That contrast is what makes the bigger sections hit harder. Here's a really useful practice idea. Make three versions of the same bass phrase. One tight, one elastic, and one unstable. Keep the sub safe in all three, but let the mid layer move more and more. Then compare them in context with the drums. Usually, the best version is not the most extreme one. It's the one that feels controlled but still alive. And if you want to go even deeper, try alternating groove amounts between duplicated clips. One copy can be lighter and more restrained, the other heavier and more dragged. Switch between them every few bars for a call and response effect. That's a great way to keep a drop evolving without rewriting the entire idea. So to sum it up, the trick here is not just swing, and it's not just note length. It's the relationship between groove, articulation, and the breakbeat. Keep the sub stable. Let the mid bass breathe. Use groove pull like a timing sculptor. And always listen to how the bass is negotiating with the drums. If you do this right, the bass line won't feel like a loop anymore. It'll feel like a performance. A jungle performance. Loose, dangerous, and locked in all at once. Now go build it, resample it, and push it until the groove feels like it's almost falling apart, but never does. That's the sweet spot.